show and then just with a couple things. How about a nice hand for Low Anthem first before we begin? And a couple of these guys that are playing tonight, as I mentioned, they're going to be playing here in the next couple of weeks, or the next couple of months. We've got Shamika Copeland here on September 26th, and Nathan Moore, who's a singer for this band, will be opening that show. And the keyboard player tonight, piano player, keyboard player extraordinaire, Mr. Marco Benevento. He's going to be playing in his band on December 4th, and I think some of the guys that are playing tonight are going to be playing with him, so if you like what you hear tonight, make sure you hear those two guys. Grab the schedule, check out what's going on. Would you please welcome to surprise me, Mr. Davis.
Said last night to me, one of the last things he said before I fell asleep was, tomorrow night's going to be like church to me. Put that on my tombstone. Do we stick to the set list?
Yeah.
Sure?
Because
we can do pure theater. And absolutely. We even got some great comedy.
You want to do that one?
Yeah, okay.
We'll stick with the set list. Thank you.
Thank you.
made it out of there yet again. And it's always fun to be there, but getting there and getting out is two very difficult things, especially for a country boy. But boy, I tell you what, once you're in there, the first time I went to New York City, the only way I could think to describe it is like, I feel like I just ate some fresh elk. You ever had like a friend shot an elk and you just like, it was like on his ribs just like a few hours ago, and you get that like, oh, I can pick this house up with my finger kind of feeling. And New York fills me with that kind of speed and power, and it's pretty awesome. Wow, and they have everything and every night going on. Where I'm from, nothing will happen for months and months and months. And then somebody will say, hey, I'm having a poker game on Tuesday. And someone will be like, hey, you gotta come over. We're having a great little pit on the back porch Tuesday night. Really? Oh, shit, no, there's a poker game. Nothing's happened for months. And someone will be like, hey, we're playing in the bar Tuesday night. Well, come on, people. There's been nothing going on for months. Now everything's happening on Tuesday.
Yeah. check his trainers, what's what you almost got the thing back. Sleeping out in the rain, so thank you. sing on the wall.
This is a song called As Long As There's One of Us Standing. And I dedicate this to pacifists. I don't know if there's any out there, maybe not, but bless your heart. Thank you for making some noise at that idea, because that's becoming less and less. But that just means you're needed more and more. And I remember being in Berkeley, California a few months ago and polling the crowd, and there was one person that would actually say, "I'm a pacifist." I'm like, wow, that's Berkeley, California. That's too bad, because there's definitely none where I'm from. I mean, except for me on a good day. I have this little button that has this little tiny picture. It's like a Mount Rushmore, but it's the Dalai Lama and Mahatma Gandhi and Martin Luther King. And, Jesus Christ, of course. Most well-known pacifist of all time. But the heads were so small, but you can still recognize every face. And if Brad looked at me, he's like, "Do you know anybody whose face you recognize when it was that small?" I think that you might want to mute the bullet mark. This one, this is to you pacifists.
The rising sun.
face.
I mean, that doesn't seem biologically like the right idea.
We may always be needed more than ever. For those who seek to punish all they feel, may always be growing in number. In a world that's more frightening every year.
for these are the words they made right at your end.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's Marco Benevento on piano. Mark Friedman on the bass guitar. Brad Bond on electric guitar. Dave Moore on acoustic guitar. Andrew Barr on the drum. And what surprised me, Mr. Davis? We tried to change our name, but it just wouldn't let us go. Like, no, you are surprised by Mr. Davis. Like, oh, but. I like it because it's a mission statement. It's almost a way of life, at least for me.
Thank you.
Yeah. Thank you. Thank you.